Starting to?
No, this was Chinese is okay. Don't worry about Chinese.
A lot of things have changed.
we are one in the Lord. There is only one body in the universe. And we are part of it.
That's the whole section.
Because of the number, we will not introduce them one by one.
Wait, where did
no.
you?
Thank
you.
No.
We're getting I just don't have any.
That's Brother Carl. Yeah, Tony's father.
Carl?
Carlson.
Who's Tony's father?
Well, that's Tony Chin.
By the way, this is Brother
That's Tony Chin's father.
Brother Carl Chin and his sister Sue, please stand up.
She said, no, maybe I'm good.
meeting in the home, Brother Timothy Zhang's place. Maybe you can stand up also.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. And Chuck and Irene also. Yeah. They were in the same small group meeting. Also, this morning we'd like to see many others. You are first timer here. We'd like to see you. Please stand up.
It's better on the last stream. Because before, it was just blurry.
Should we go
further?
Should
we zoom in more?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit tilted to the right.
It's okay. I never put these.
Later, after the meeting.
We have to serve the baptismal.
She just said that she has believed, so she will be baptized.
Amen.
Oh, are they doing today?
Do we have to get the water? Is the water ready?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Joanne. 进了没有？Is the dust open? Okay. So he's looking for a church. Amen. Okay. George.
Yeah, it's very fast. It's maybe less than 10 seconds.
5 seconds?
Yeah, it's like 7 seconds, 5 to 7 seconds delayed. It's almost, it's very close to real time.
Yeah.
How is it?
Yeah, I'll see you.
Okay. That is Sister Iris. She goes to Hofstra University, the first year freshman. So we will have some prayers, and then we will start the meeting. This morning, because the number of the Chinese speaking saints, we will not separate. We will have the meeting together.
等一下我们就我们该先有些打造
So we will have some prayers, then we will go into the meeting. We will not read the verses together.
Oh, they will not read the verses.
I mean, we could even start another thing. A recording.
Yeah, I want to.
We'll start a separate recording then, because if we're going to pray, then
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that one?
Yeah, this one can just stop.
Yeah. I'll just do that now.
Here, I'll stop it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I restarted the doctor. Okay.
I'm going to go to the superpower. It looks like more than conference.
You know, that's your brother, Ed Feldman.
I just killed her, like.
I didn't kill down.
He
can't
even
reach.
LOL.
Oh, it's, it's that.
Oh, Lord.
Don't we really knit together in love as your one body? Yeah. We give ourselves to you, we open to you.
So do we really post this? Sign a new one?
No, we continue.
No, do we post the first one and now we start a new one? Brother William, do you want to start a new? Yeah, now's the time.
I did already?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just to get prepared. Okay. This one, forget about the old Chinese, only... Okay, so this one we need to stop or
stop?
That's okay.
Now that you want to stop and start a new recording? It's just here, right?
Yeah, just a minute. Okay.
Maybe for Spanish, right?
Yeah, as a Spanish.
Josh, keep this Michael's, Peter's mic lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And James's higher.
Amen.
Yeah. Turn his down a lot.
Amen.
I keep it like, on like three.
Yeah.
Amen.
Three. That's so easy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Chinese band my title.
Amen.
Amen.
Like that.
Treat them like brother men.
Amen.
感谢主，让我们今天早晨能够聚集在一起。
你想做中文朋友？
啊 ，I'm sorry,
that's right.
No problem. This one was true. Because it's very sorry. I'm sorry.
After Timothy's prayer, I thought there's no need to pray anymore, and so I thought we should continue in Chinese.
今天早上完成，觉得可能就开始了，中文的，中文开始。
Praise the Lord gathering us here this
morning.
That's
truly true.
You
don't even know what language you're speaking in.
We got into
the
first meeting this time
last
month. Yes, I'm speaking
Chinese. 大约这个时候一个月前我们开始进入多林多前书。
And
as you have already heard recently, we have started the fellowship with this group of dear saints.
你们许多人听到
okay,
我们最近和这一群神的弟兄姊妹们开始了甜美的交通
especially the majority of them are young people
特别是在这一群弟兄姊妹里面 大部分都是年轻人
you also heard that they started church here on Saturday afternoon soon the Lord
okay,
get into the word
你也知道
他们在过去两个周六都在这边一同聚集进入主的话
In fact, this morning is the first time we remember the Lord, our dear Lord, together at the Lord's table.
今天第一，这是第一个主日，咱们和我们一起来纪念我们亲爱的主。
And they will continue to participate in our fellowship in the Word, in the Book of First Corinthians.
他们也开始和我们一同进入到哥林多前书的交通。
So I thought it was appropriate for us to maybe first reveal briefly what the Lord touched us when we began this walk.
所以我觉得那个聚会开始呢，把过去一段这个哥林多前书的一些回忆和这个温习，这样我们能够有些复习，这样我们能一同来到这个进度里面。
So that we can.Be on the same page.
这样我们就能够同样的步伐往前。
And we can proceed from the same page to pursue our dear Lord in His word.
这样我们同一的步伐，从同一的起点，一同来追求我们的主和他的说话。
So I want to mention this 3 weeks ago when we started this. This particular point touched us.
我们三周前开始的时候，有一个重点。非常摸到我们众人。
That is, we try to appreciate Paul's heart and his outlook in writing this book.
就是我们摸到保罗的心和他为哥林多教会往前的前瞻。
Actually, from the book of Acts, there are a lot we learn about Paul's relationship with the church in Corinth.
我们知道从使徒行传我们可以了解到保罗和哥林多教会的关系
and it is always good to get some of the background when you want to study one of the epistles that the apostles wrote
我们在读这个使徒们的书信的时候稍微了解一点历史是很有帮助的
and we know that Paul actually started his relationship with the church in Corinth during his second missionary journey
我们知道保罗是在他第二次这个出去传福音的行程里和哥林多教会开始有关系的
Actually he spent 18 months in Corinth
他在那里边住了十八个月
Ministering, laboring among the saints
在那地方在教会和圣徒们中间劳苦
Because the Lord told him that there are many people, his people in that city
因为主告诉他说在那个城里有他许多的百姓
So Paul not only labored there and he continued to remember the saints in Corinth
他不仅在那劳苦过在他以后的日子里面他一直在纪念在哥林多的圣徒
During his third journey he was in Ephesus for 3 years
在他第三次行程里面他在以弗所教会住了三年
And toward the end, he heard many things about what happened transpired in Corinth.
在这个他在以弗所住快住满三年的时候，他听到了许多关于哥林多召会的情形，
所以
已经显明出来。
So he was burdened to write to them first the first Corinthians, and the second, and a year later wrote the second letters to the Corinthians.
所以他决定写了哥林多前书，一年以后写了哥林多后书。
Actually, later on, when we get into this book, you will find that there were a number of problems.
我们越进入这卷书，我们会看到，在哥林多教会有好有不少的问题。
And Paul did write to them very strongly to rebuke them.
保罗在他的书信里很强的责备他们。
And so, the general impression when one gets into this book, you always think that the church in Corinth has lots of problems.
当我们从这个角度进入哥林多前书的时候，你会感觉到哥林多教会有太多的问题。
And of course, in the past, I believe we all realized not only the church in Corinth had problems, but Paul had prescribed Christ as a solution to all their problems.
过去我们都是认为在哥林多有许多的难处，而且保罗呢也开了药方来医治他们的难处。药方就是基督。
And which I think is in many ways is correct.
一个角度来说呢，这是对的。
But I believe this time when we get into this book, particularly in the opening of this book, I realize it's more than what I just said.
这一次我们在重新进入这卷书的时候，我第一次聚会的时候就讲到，我觉得有更多的我们需要挖掘的地方。
I feel that we need to appreciate what was in Paul's heart.And we need to realize Paul had a positive outlook toward the church in Corinth.
我觉得我们应该更珍赏来认识保罗的心和保罗对哥林多教会一个很有盼望的一个前瞻。
That is why I feel that we need to review some of the things that we said at the beginning.
所以我觉得应该温习一下我们前面所说过的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,Verse 2.
在林前一章二节的地方
Paul start this way, to the church of God, which is in Corinth.
保罗开始说，写信给在哥林多神的召会。
This short phrase actually speaks volumes.
这样虽然一个很短的句子，却发出很大的却有很重要的意思。
Just this expression, the Church of God.
我说到神的召会这个词。
In Paul's heart, the source, the origin, the position of the church is in the heavens.
我们看到保罗的心认识到召会的源头、召会的起点和召会的位置是在诸天界。
The Church of God.
神的召会。
Such a heavenly entity,
这是一个属天的一个存在
has its expression and its testimony on the earth.
这样一个属天的存在，属天的见证却在地上有彰显和见证。
Paul was not just writing to a group of Christians in Corinth, which at that time, according to his knowledge.Wasn't doing so well.
保罗当时写这封信，并不是只给在哥林多一群不太好的基督徒照着他的意思来写什么。
But he was writing to the Church of God, which is in Corinth.
他却是给在哥林多神的召会的信徒们写信。
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints.
这是给在基督耶稣里被圣别。蒙召的圣徒
was all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place who is theirs and ours.
从这在各处呼求我们主耶稣基督之名的人，他是他们的，也是我们的。
I mentioned this 3 weeks ago. This verse really brings out a very important principle in the Bible.
啊，我们三周前提到的这一处经节的时候，我们提到过在圣经里有个非常重要的原则。
And I want to repeat this again this morning.
我想今天早上重复这个点。
This is how to bring us to the same page.
啊，这个是把我们带到同一个起点。
This verse actually brings out this particular important principle in the Bible, that is the twofoldness of the divine truth.
啊，从这一处经节呢，我们看到圣经的一个重要的原则，就是真理有两面，就是真理的两面性。
Now, from this one verse alone, you can see Paul used two pairs of words.
啊，在这地方，保罗用了两对的词语。
This is very, very important.
对，非常重要。
And one pair is the word saints.
一对就是讲到圣徒。
And these saints need to be sanctified.
这些圣徒需要被圣洁。
Actually, one is a noun, one is a verb.
这地方一个圣徒是名词，圣洁是动词。
He wrote to these saints in Corinth.
他给哥林多的那些圣徒们写信。
And these saints need to be sanctified.
这些圣徒需要被圣洁。
That's one pair.
这是一对的词。
And the other pair is called, called ones.
第二对就是蒙召和蒙召出来的。
Those called ones is called out to call upon the name of our Lord Jesus.
这些被呼召出来的人要呼求主名。
Okay, so here are these two pairs.
就这两对的词。
Saints to be sanctified.
圣徒需要被圣洁。
Called to call upon the name of the Lord.
蒙召的人需要呼求主名。
Now this morning I don't have the time, but let me just point out this twofoldness is to say that there is one side, which we in the past we talked about being positional, and the other side is dispositional.
今天早上我有省时间，我就很简略的讲。过去我们讲一面是讲到地位上，另外一面讲到性情上，这两面。
Now, what is it?
这两个到底区别在什么地方
？Positional means you already have gotten it.
地位上就是说我们已经得到了。
You already had it.
你已经有了。
And the dispositional means not only you have it, now you continue to experience it.
性情上就是指不止你已经有了，已经得到了，你还要在经历里面来经历这些。
That's why I said saints is a noun, and to be sanctified is a verb.
这就是我为什么说圣徒是名词，圣别是动词。
You see, in our concept,
在我们的观念里面
，You first are sanctified, then you become a saint.
我们往往先认为，我们认为要先圣别才能成为圣徒。
But the Bible shows us, according to the divine truth, according to God's view, God wants to make us saint, call us saint first, and then we'll continue to be sanctified.
但是照着圣经神的话，从神的角度来说，他是先把我们称作信圣徒。然后我们再进入这个圣别的过程。
I have to spend a little time with you on this point later.
后面我会在那里花点时间。
And let me mention the other pair, which is called and called to call upon the name of the Lord.
下面我再讲就是蒙召和召出来呼求主名。
You know, it is quite wonderful in English or Chinese. None of these languages are as clear as the original, which was Greek.
你知道，无论是英语还是中文啊，在这些话语上呢都不够清楚啊，在希腊文里面最清楚。
Paul was writing to the Church of God, which is in Corinth.
保罗写给在哥林多神的召会的时候。
You know the word church in Greek is ecclesia.
我们知道召会这个词在希腊文是。Ecclesia,
which means the called out ones.
就是那些蒙召出来的人。
You see, it is very difficult to see this in the other languages.
在其他语言里面很不容易看出来。
Because in English, when people hear the word church, they sometimes think about a building, sometimes they think about other things. They don't see this word as the called out ones.
在英语里面啊，这个教会这个词或教会这个词呢，人一讲的话，有时候就会想到这个建筑物，这个会所会堂，它就反映不出在这个原文里面是蒙召出来的人。
And that is why even Peter just translated in the Chinese for so many years, it's been translated as 教会 but why it's trying to change this to 教会 is to bring this point out. The church is the called out ones.
就是连在这中文里面，我们把自己翻译成教会而不是教会，也是为了反映这个词里面所包含的蒙召出来的人。
And we know the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
It is living, it is organic, and it is also a living member, and it's inclusive.
是活的、生机的，而且是包容性的。
And how different it is from a kind of a dead, cold building.
把这个和那一个死的建筑物是有何等的区别
？Okay, so Paul here realized, actually, he was writing to the Church of God, which is in Corinth.
保罗这地方意识到，还是在写给哥林多神的召会。
They are the gathering of the called out ones.
这地方是那些蒙召出来的人聚集的地方。
And they are called.To call upon the name of the Lord.
他们蒙召出来是要呼求主名的。
On the one hand, we have been all called out.
从一方面来说，我们都已经蒙召出来了。
Called out from the world.
我们从世界里被召出来。
From Satan.
从撒旦手里救出来。
From ourselves.
从我们自己里面出来。
And we called into Christ.
把我们进入基督里面。
Called into the Spirit.
把我们带进灵里面
call us into the body of Christ
进到基督的身体里面
But dear brothers and sisters, so you see just this verse alone it shows these two aspects of the divine truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们就从这一处经节我们就能看到真理这两面的表达
There is the positional side and there is the dispositional side
一面是地位上我们已经得着了另一面是在性情上正在经历
Positionally speaking, the church in Corinth had no problem
在这个地位上来说哥林多的教会没有问题
They were called saints
他们是蒙召出来的圣徒
They are the gathering of the called out ones
他们是那些蒙召出来在一起聚集的弟兄姊妹
Dispositionally
但是在性情上
They still need to experience
他们需要经历
It is with this view Paul can write to them with a heart full of hope.
从这个角度，保罗在写信的时候满有盼望。
He has a very positive outlook.
他有一个非常积极、正面的前瞻。
Therefore, we continue to the verse 9.
所以我们到第九节。
He said, "God is faithful."
他说神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Call you.Saints.
好，神给你们称你们为信徒为圣徒，他是信实的。
Through whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们乃是为他所召，进入了他儿子，我们主耶稣基督的交通里。
I'll come back to this a little bit because this is something related to the matter of sanctification. I'll say a little bit later.
我后面我还会继续交通的一点，因为这和圣别有关系。
Because I want to go to verse 10.
我想到第十节。
Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion.
他说弟兄们我借着我们主耶稣基督的名恳求你们都说一样的话你们也中间也不可有分裂只要在一样的心思和一样的意见里彼此和谐
We are called into this fellowship
我们是被召进入这个交通的
The fellowship with the Son our Lord Jesus Christ
这个交通是在主耶稣基督里的
And also to have fellowship with one another
也是彼此有交通的
So therefore in this fellowship with one another Paul warned them
所以在这个彼此的交通里面，保罗警告他们。
He said that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion.
所以你们要在一样的心思、一样的意见里。
And during the last few weeks, many saints were touched by this word attuned.
过去几周呢，很多弟兄姊妹对这个和谐一致很有感觉。
Actually, this attune is among the English translations, the recovered version is the only one rendered this as attune.
在这个所有的这个英文圣经译本里面，这个恢复本圣经，这个英文的恢复本圣经是唯一一处唯一一本把这地方这个词翻译成。
Actually, in the original, it has a very rich meaning.
在这个原文里面，这个词的意思是非常丰富的。
It also means to mend.
当然，它有一个意思就是要修补。
Because in the Gospels, when James and John, they were mending the net, that's the same word.
当那个福音书里面主呼召雅各和约翰的时候，他们正在补网，这地方用的词就是这个，就是同一个字。
Not only has the meaning of mend, but also has the meaning of complete.
不光是有修补的意思，它的另外一个意思就是要完成
and to perfect.
并且要把它做得完美无缺。
So how do you understand this word?
你如何我们如何能完全的理解这个词呢
？Attune
啊，能够和谐一致。
Mend
啊，修补。
Complete
啊，完成。
Perfect
而且完成到一无所缺，或者是完成的非常完美。
Used in this particular context.
如果放在这个地方上下文里面，该如何理解
？I must tell you, there was, I think, a wonderful testimony, sharing, three weeks ago.
我觉得两周前有一个圣徒的分享和见证非常好。
Many of you were not here, so let me try to tell you.
你们大部分那个主日不在这地方，我现在重复一下。
Now, this sister mentioned, she said, actually, when she came to this word attune, she was reminded.Of the incident in John chapter 21.
那位姊妹分享说，当她看到和谐一致这个词的时候，她被提醒约翰去读约翰福音二十一章。
That was the record after the Lord's resurrection.
那是主复活以后的记录。
And somehow the disciples fell back to the old habit.Of going fishing.
我知道那时候几位门徒那地方有些软弱，又回到这个打鱼的这个生涯。
So Peter said, "I'm going fishing."
彼得说，我打鱼去。
And some disciples said, "Well, we're coming with you."
另外六位也说，我们和你一同去。
At least I believe John or James, so we're with him also.
我相信约翰和雅各可能和他在一起。
Then they labored all night; they caught nothing.
整夜劳苦，但是没有打到鱼。
But anyway, you can go back and read that incident. It was very interesting.
你可以回去读这个约翰二十一章，那故事很有意思。
But she mentioned this point. She said, you know, when the Lord, when they followed the Lord's instruction, cast the net on the right side, they caught a lot of fish.
那个姊妹分享说，当他们这个整夜打鱼，整夜劳苦没有打到鱼，但是他们听主的话，把网撒在船的右边的时候。就网住了许多的鱼。
They caught 153.
那网里面有153条鱼。
Though there were so there are so many fish.
鱼虽然多
，yet the net was not torn.
但网却没有。
Now, her point is this. Her point is this word attune, which also meant mended. The result is.Not a single one was lost.
它的要点就是，无论是修补还是完成，它的要点就是，无论如何，这个结果是没有一条鱼漏掉了。
Because the Spirit inspired John to write, there was 153.
我相信圣灵让这个约翰写下这个来。能写下153条鱼。
He didn't say it's about 150.
我没有说大约153。
What does it matter? Three more.
如果多三条又有什么？多三条或者少三条有什么用？有什么不一样呢
？But it is important.
但是非常重要。
To the very last one.
但是最后，对最后非常是非常重要。
Because if anyone slips through the
yeah, I don't like it either. You'll be a slave to the door.
任何鱼，有任何人啊，从这个
漏掉。
That means
that
we're
walking
to
the net was torn.
那就是说这个网破了。
Yeah, it's just walking everywhere.Before the performance of the symphony orchestra.
当这个乐队在表演的以前
This word is not used for a soloist performance.
这个词不是为独奏所说的
It is used in the context of a symphony.
这是对一个这个交响乐团来说的
And when this is used before the performance, it is to bring every member, every instrument into harmony.
就是交响乐团在表演以前啊，这个是为了把所有的人和他们的器材能带到同一个啊同一个韵律里面。
Now please listen to this, so that not the sound of a single instrument is left out.
目的是为了不让任何一件乐器的声音啊被忽略。
If it was not properly attuned, some of them were out of tune, they would not be in harmony with the rest of the orchestra.
如果有任何的这个乐器是没有被带到这个和谐一致里面，它就没有办法和其这个整个的这个乐队乐团能够和谐一致。
So the whole picture here in verse 10 is so that anyone will be brought in.
所以在第十节的这幅图画里面就是每一个都要包括进来
Not a single one is lost
没有一个是失落的
And I particularly as I feel this is actually I mentioned that it brought out this point
我觉得非常重要要把这个点点出来
What is one?
什么是一
Actually, this word attune, used in the context of the symphony orchestra, brings out this point oneness is not sameness.
这个和谐一致这个词用在这个啊交响乐团这里的时候，这个我们讲的一，它不是同一。
I want to bring out this matter about oneness. Of course, we all need to be the same with Christ.
哦、当然我把这个一点出来我们一方面说我们要都要和基督是一
But oneness is not to conform with any others
但是真正的一不是要和别人完全一模一样
Actually this real you know the picture of a symphony orchestra
这个用这个交响乐团的这个图画
brings out the richness of the harmony of every member.
我觉得用这幅图画能够把这个每一个肢体啊，能够把它里面这个美好的那一面能够完全带到和谐一致里面。
I want to say a little bit more, and I will say some more about the oneness.
我会讲更多关于这个一。
I feel that the oneness is not sameness, it's because sameness implies.Exclusive.
我想讲一，他们一样不一样。对不起啊，这个翻起来了。这个一和这个同样是不一样的。
Because if you.Because sameness demands exclusion.
同样是带出这个排他性。 if you are not exactly the same, you are out.
如果你和我不完全一样，你就不在这里面。
But the harmony here actually brings out the richness of the oneness.
但是和谐一致却把每一个肢体里面每一个乐器里面所有的丰富都带出来。
It's inclusive.
这是包容性。
I hope that you will see that what Paul's attitude, what's in his heart is inclusive.
所以我们要看到啊，这个保罗他的心，他是包容性的。
Okay, now, let me come back to the matter of being sanctified.
我回到这个圣别这个词。
Yes, we are all saints.
一方面我们都是圣徒。
Every one of us here who has believed in the Lord Jesus.In our heart, we confess Him with our mouth, we are saved.
我每一位坐在这地方，心里相信我们的主耶稣，然后口里承认他名字，我们都已经得救了。
And we are called saints.
我们都被称为圣徒。
Which also means that we are starting on the path of full salvation.
我们这也是在已经行走在要达到完全救这个完整救恩的路上。
God designed such a marvelous.Full salvation for us.
神为我们设计了一个完整的救恩。
Anyone who believes in the name of our Lord Jesus,
每一个信入我们主耶稣基督之名的人都得救了。
Is regenerated in the spirit.
在灵里重生了。
And now we are starting on the path to be sanctified in our soul.
我们都是行走在我们的魂被圣别的这个过程里面。
Those who are believing in the Lord Jesus have already, they are in the church, in the called out ones, among the called out ones.
所有得救的人都已经在蒙召出来，在他的教会里面。
But there are still many occasions, many situations we need to call upon the name of our Lord Jesus in order to save.Our soul.
有许多情形，许多光景下，我们需要持续的呼求我们主耶稣基督的主耶稣基督的名，这样我们才能让我们的魂经历救恩。
This is the dispositional side.
这是性情的一面。
Even this morning, when we introduce a few, who one sister mentioned she believed she wanted to be baptized today. Actually, she's already a saint.
所以今天早上我们介绍新人的时候，一位姊妹站起来，她说她已经信主了，她想受浸，实际上她已经是一位圣徒了。
Positionally, she is a saint.
在地位上他已经是圣徒。
And by being baptized, by joining among the saints, we welcome you to join the ranks of those who are dispositionally experiencing the salvation of your soul.
好，当他今天借着受浸，进入这个交通里面，他就和其他已经在这条道路上经历这种
活着救恩的圣徒们一同来奔跑。Now, I want to just say a few words about this matter of being sanctified.
我要讲一点这个关于圣别这件事情。
In John chapter 17, verse 18.
在约翰福音十七章十八节。
十七章十七节。17:17. This is the Lord's last prayer before he went to the cross.
这是主耶稣在钉十字架之前最后的祷告。
And he prayed to the Father, saying, "Sanctify them," meaning sanctify his disciples.
他向父祷告，说圣别阿门，就是圣别的圣门徒。
Your word is true.
他说用真理圣别他们，那你的话就是真理。
So you see, the sanctification is by the word of God.
我们看到圣别是借着神的话
，not by the word of man.
不是借着人的话
，but the word of God.
是神的话。
Actually, we get into chapter 2 in 1 Corinthians, you will see this.
当我们进到哥林多前书第二章的时候，我们就会看到这一点。
But this morning, I cannot spend the time with that.
今天早上我没办法交通那些。
So on the one side, we need the word of God to sanctify us.
一方面我们需要神的话来圣别我们。
And、also, please go to Romans chapter 15, verse 16.
我们来到罗马书十五章十六节。
We just finished the book of Romans a few months ago.
我们不久前刚读完罗马书。
Paul said that I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles.
laboring in the spirit of the gospel of God in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable. Just pay attention to that phrase, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. So you see, dear brothers and sisters, this matter, this position, you know, we all need to be sanctified is a very practical matter.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们在这地方经历这个圣别是很实际的,
because God has given us two great gifts,
主给我们,
the Bible and the Holy Spirit.
主给我们两件非常重大的礼物, 一就是圣经, 第二就是他的灵。
That is why we need to fellowship with one another, getting to the Word, to pray. It's just these two channels or two passageway for us to be sanctified.
这就是我们来到一起，一起有交通，一起有祷告，一起读主的话的时候，就是这两件事情来圣别我们。
And so, brothers and sisters, not only the Bible shows us there are these two boldness of the truth, the positional and the dispositional.
圣经不仅启示给我们有圣有地位和性情上圣别的这两面。
But also they are very practical.
这两面而且是非常实际和可实行的。
You see, we all have started on this path.
我们都在这条道路上开始了。 None
of us have arrived.
我们都还没有达到。
We are all fellow travelers.
我们都是在同条道路上正在往前行进的人。
So it is because of this I want to end this morning of my sharing. I want to go through Ephesians chapter 4. You know, I mentioned earlier that Paul wrote 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians from Ephesus.
我前面讲到保罗写哥林多前后书是在以弗所写的。
And, well, of course, at that time when he wrote 1 Corinthians, we know that he has not written Epistle to the Ephesians yet. But I believe that that time Paul did have such a burden. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And here is another example of the twofoldness of the divine truth. And not only that, it also shows what should be our attitude. So let me read through these verses with you, and I will only explain briefly. I mean, I don't think it needs too much explanation. Paul wrote, I beseech you, brothers, I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called.
所以我就在主里的求犯劝你们，以成为人子的呼召相配。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another,
凡事卑微温柔恒忍，在爱里彼此担救。
Being diligent in keeping the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
以和平的连锁竭力保守那灵的一。
I want to mention to you that this word oneness,
我要强调这地方讲的一,
this word oneness, this place is the first time it is used in the New Testament.
在新约里面在这地方,
in fact, this word is used twice in the New Testament. First time is in Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 3. And the second time is used in verse 13.
第二次是在以弗所书四章十三节。
And let's go to that verse.
来读十三节。
Verse 13 said, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man,
at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Of course, this portion is very rich, but I only want to point out this word, oneness.
当然这一部经节非常丰富, 但是我只想强调一, 这个字。
In verse 3, he says to be diligent and keep the oneness of the Spirit.
在三节他讲到说, 说我们要竭力保守那灵的意。
And in verse 13, he says, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith.
第十三节讲到说, 直到我们众人都达到了信仰上，这个神儿子之完全认识上的义。One
is to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
一方面是保守那里的义。And
the other is to arrive at the oneness of the faith.
第二个是直到我们达到那个义。Okay,
now, please notice, when you keep something, means you already got it.
当我们说你要保守那个你保守的时候，说明你已经有了那件事情。
You don't keep something you don't have.
你不会保守你没有的东西。
You only keep something you already have.
你只会保守你已经有的东西。
And that's the oneness of the Spirit.
这就是那灵的一。
And to arrive at the oneness of the faith, to arrive at something means you haven't arrived yet.
说迟到达到的意思就是你还没有达到。
You haven't obtained it yet.
你还没有拿到，还没有得到。
Did you see this?
能不能看到这个区别呢?
You see the two sides?
这是两面。
One is to keep.
一个是保守。
To keep what you have.
就保守你已经有的。
And the other is to arrive.
另外一个要达到。
Means to strive, to reach, to obtain.
是要竭力，是要往前，要能够得到。
Now what we have already is the oneness of the Spirit.
我们已经有的就是那灵的意。
And what we are striving to arrive is at the oneness of the faith, which is the full knowledge of the Son of God.
我们要竭力往前的话，是因为要达到对神儿子信仰上的一，并且达到对所有的认识上的达到一。
So let me say that. So what is the oneness of the Spirit?
所以我要讲什么是那灵的意。
Very clear.
非常清楚的地方。
Verse 4, 5, and 6.
这四章五，四五六节。
And it's mentioned that the oneness of the Spirit has seven items.
这地方讲到七个方面。
One body,
一个身体。
One Spirit,
一位灵。
One hope,
一个盼望。
One Lord,
一主。
One faith,
一信。
One baptism, 一浸。 And one God and Father of all.
因为众人的神一父。
Dear brothers and sisters, all those who have believed in the Lord Jesus,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们所有进入我们亲爱的主耶稣的人,
have received the gospel,
已经接受了这福音,
not only we are saints,
我们不光是圣徒,
we are called,
我们是蒙召出来的,
we all have this oneness of the Spirit.
我们也都有那灵的义,
we all have that.
我们都已经有了,
we need to be diligent to keep that.
我们需要竭力地来保守那灵的义。
Aside from these seven, we do not speak any sameness.
除了这七个义以外, 我们不去寻找任何其他的同样的被认为是同样的相同的东西。 它不是和这七个义相同, 而是和其他东西相同的东西。
Because these seven items of the oneness of the Spirit is something we all commonly share.
因为这七个一就是那灵的一，我们都是所有圣徒都是共同有的。
Any other requirement, any other criteria will only exclude what should be included.
任何其他的要求和其他的这个条件都会把一些人排除在外。
So I think it is quite wonderful that Paul wrote with such sweet spirit about the oneness.
我觉得保罗在这地方啊，是用一个非常甜美的灵来写到那一。
And then from verse 11 onwards, verse 11 to 13. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers.
他说他给他一些他是使徒，一些是伸言者，有些是传福音者，有些是牧人和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body.
目的是为了成全圣徒。目的是为了人事的工作，并且是为了建造基督的身体。
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God，
直到我们众人都达到了信仰上对于神儿子之完全认识上的义。
And a full-grown man，
达到了长成的人。
At the measure of the stature of the fullness of God，
达到了基督丰满之身材的重量。
In these verses, it speaks of the gifted one, the Lord Jesus Himself has given to the church。
这地方一开始说到，就是教会里面主所给的，他教会的这个恩赐的肢体。
I don't have time, neither do I have the burden to get into the details of it。
一方面没时间，另外一方面我的负担也不在这儿，更高估了些。
But the burden is very clear, it is for the perfecting of the saints。
但是负担很清楚，是为了成全圣徒。
Unto the work of the ministry，
啊，为了执事的工作。
Unto the building up of the body，
为了建造基督的身体。
Then, until we are alive of the oneness of the faith.
而且这个过程是直到我们众人都达到。
This faith is the full knowledge of the Son of God.
这个信仰就是要对神儿子有完全的认识。
So, dear brothers and sisters, particularly the dear ones that just came today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，特别是今天第一次来参加读经聚会的亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
At this time of advancement and enlargement,
我们今年主给我们的负担是往前和扩大。
And we believe the Lord wants to take us on, starting from the oneness of the Spirit, and to proceed and strive toward arriving at the oneness of the faith.
我相信主对我们的带领是从那里的一开始，一直把我们要一直往前带到的信仰上，并对神儿子之完全认识上的一。
It is in this spirit.
也是我们在这个的这样的灵里
，We warmly welcome you to join us in this common endeavor。
我们非常热烈的欢迎弟兄姊妹们一同来奔跑这个赛场。
And I feel that we all are called into this glorious purpose and goal。
我觉得我们都是一同被呼召。进这个荣耀的目的和盼望。
We already positionally are eternally secure。
我们已经在地位上永远的得到了主所应许给我们的。
But in the time the Lord allotted to us, we need to dispositionally continue to experience the salvation of our soul。
在我们要来的日子里面，照着主所量给我们的年日，我们需要竭力的。继续的往前来经历这个性情上的魂的机会。
We will use all the opportunities to experience being sanctified through His Word and by the Spirit。
我们在要来的日子年日，我们需要用竭力的来各种的途径来经历这个的实际。
This is for our perfection。
这是为了我们的成全。
It is for the work of the ministry。
这是为了执事的工作。
It is also for the building up of the body。
这也是为了建造基督的身体。
So let me end with Philippians chapter 2 verse 5。
我结束在腓立比书二章第五节。
Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus."
他说你们也要这样思念耶稣基督所思念。
You know when the Lord Jesus told his disciples，
当主告诉门徒们的时候，
He said I will build my church，
他说我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against，
阴间的门胜不过他。
And we believe that，
我们相信这句话。
We let this mind in us，
我们让这样的心思在我们里面。
which was also in Christ Jesus.
And it is toward this common goal.
Give ourselves. No.
Strong testimony and the shining lampstands.
Praise the Lord. Positionally, we are all positioned correctly, properly.
三位主，我们已经在地位上已经被正确的放在地上了。这是可不行。让我们在对着在性情上，在意识的往前。No, Chinese is already.
Spanish.
Okay. We'll stop Spanish.
Sure.